Akita?
Yes.
I'm calling on my back line. That was me that just called. I just hung up. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm Emmanuel here with the NEC help team on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you can participate in the NEC settlement?
Yes.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And now, was it your child that was diagnosed with the NEC?
Yes, my daughter, Treasure Stone.
Your daughter? Okay. How old is she?
13. I'm sorry, I've been kind of sick lately.
That's okay. Do you want to grab a cup of water? I'll hold tight while you grab some water.
Yeah, I think I do need to.
Hold on. Go grab some water. I'll stand.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Sure. Yes. So it's your daughter who's 13. That was diagnosed. Let's start off with her date of birth.
August 19, 2011.
Okay. And she was born premature, was she?
Yes.
Okay. About how many weeks was she born on?
Like 32 weeks.
32 weeks, okay. And then, was she taken into the NICU?
Yes.
About how long did she spend in the NICU, would you say, roughly?
I'd say about 6 weeks.
Okay. All right. So she was.
Please, it's fine.
You're under the weather. I don't mind at all. Volume's not too loud, so it doesn't bother me. Don't worry. Just drink water as you need. So she was there for about 6 weeks, diagnosed there without having left the hospital. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of sort of ongoing issues have you examined? Does she have any like gastro or bowel conditions that you've noticed, intestinal stuff, perforation, scarring of the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damages, other serious long-lasting injuries? What kind of things have you noticed with her?
Well, right now she just has problems with like weight gain and everything else.
Okay. So,
gas and stuff like that hasn't been a problem since she got a little older.
Okay, so mostly just other serious stuff like weight stuff. Okay, I'll click that button there. Yeah. And then roughly when was she diagnosed?
She was diagnosed with this around, let's see, September, I believe.
September 1st, 2011. Does that sound about ballpark?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Thank you. And then she would have been diagnosed after being fed the formula, right?
Yes.
And then from the dates that you gave me, it looks like she would have had the formula over 7 days before being diagnosed. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me go to this next section here. What is the hospital that she was born and diagnosed at?
Beaumont Children's Hospital.
In what city?
Royal Oak, Michigan. Could you mind if I get me some tissue? I kind of blow my nose real quick.
Yeah, please go ahead. So you guys are in Michigan right now, right?
Hello?
Yes. So it looks like it's been renamed to the Corwell Health Children's Hospital. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, so you guys are in Michigan. I take it it's getting colder now.
Yes, the change of weather has me real sick.
Yeah, I get the same way, so I don't blame you. And then, do you remember the brand of the formula that was used?
It was Similac NeoSure.
Okay. And then, are you both U.S. citizens?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have a copy of her birth certificate?
Yes.
Did any other one of your children or any friends or family children end up getting sick as well, or just her?
Just her.
Sure. And then, will you confirm her gender for the recording?
Female.
Go ahead and spell out her name as it shows on her birth certificate.
T as in Tom, R-E-A-S-U-R-E, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Stone, S-T-O-N-E.
Sure, Treasure Sharon Stone, right?
Yes.
And then, do you know the last four of her social?
No, not offhand. Hold on.
Sure, I'll hold.
Let me see, like, a federal social security card.
Yeah, I'll hold while you grab that. And then I have you as Nikita, N-I-K-I-T-A, last name Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, will her birth certificate show you with a middle name also, or no middle name for you?
Oh, yes, I have a middle name, Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A.
Perfect. Alrighty. And then it looks
so lightheaded.
It looks like the email that transferred over is cookievon.cv@gmail.com. Is that still the best email address for you?
Yes, sir, it is.
And then the 313-308-7307 is your cell phone, is it?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's going to be your current mailing address?
8226 Hollywood Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48234.
Thank you. Is that a house or is there an apartment number I should add?
Oh, it's a house.
Okay. Now, I don't think this next question applies to you. I'm just required to ask. Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, or loss of custody, or no?
No.
And then, did you ever experience any of the following issues during your pregnancy? Tobacco use, illicit drug use, hypersensitive disease, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And then, we already confirmed that she was born premature in the state of Michigan, so let me click that. Are you a Lions fan, by the way? Do you watch football?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys were hot last year. I was actually rooting for you guys last year. And then this year you guys are doing hot. So I hope I don't want the Chiefs to win. So if you guys can beat them, if you guys get there, that'd be
cool. Yes, it would.
And then let me put in the next dates here. So 8/19/11 for 6 weeks, you said. So that would be what, like, that'd be about 9/3, till about the end of September. So let me put that there. And then, do you recall what you weighed by chance?
4 pounds.
4 pounds, okay. And at 32 weeks, obviously quite small. Did she ever latch on? Was she unable to latch on? And did she ever have breast milk or not really?
No breast milk.
Okay. So then she would have been fed from birth until she was diagnosed. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then
okay,
she.
The last 4 digits.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
It's, oh, sorry, 7293. I'm so sorry.
7293. Let me go to. Okay, I plugged it in. Now let me go back to this other section that we were at. And then do you, and then she was fed the formula at the hospital, right? I know you already said it, but just.
Yes.
Okay. And then let me go to this one here. Do you recall which of the symptoms she had after drinking the cow-based milk formula? There's low body temperature, green vomit, swollen red or tender belly, diarrhea or dark bloody stool, constipation, lethargic, trouble feeding, bradycardia, hypotension, and apnea. Do any of those sound familiar that she had?
Yes. Yes, she had the swimming in the stomach and the diarrhea, the stool part.
Okay. Let me click that there. Now, do you recall the kind of treatment she underwent? Was she given antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, a laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line? Do you recall?
Yeah, she had did the surgery where they had cut up her stomach to remove, like, the tissues and the formula from it.
Okay. The laparotomy?
That's what it's called, yeah.
And then would she, so she would have been last treated for it after after you guys were discharged, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, so I'm going to put 9/30/2011. And then do you recall her doctor's note? I'm sorry, her doctor's name?
Jane Steiger.
I gotta say, that's a pretty cool name. Let's see here. Oh, let me go. Give me 1 second, I'm just... Dr. James Steiger, okay.
I'm sorry, I'm getting some more water.
Sure, no, please. Drink all the water.
This cold, this changing weather mixed with asthma is no joke.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, you need a lot of water and a lot of sleep to get your body right.
Yes.
Okay. And then we're just about done. A couple more sections here. Two more sections, actually. This one's just asking, or it says, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, not really.
Okay. Let me put that there. And then the last section is just for you as the signer, as the parent and legal guardian. Your date of birth?
10/13/1978.
And then the last four of your social?
5943.
Okay. And then let me go ahead and send you an automated text message through DocuSign. You're going to get a text and an email right now. I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to go next. But that does show sent on my end. Can you confirm that you got that real quick?
Okay, yeah, I got the email. It says review documents.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Okay, well, I'll see where it says. It told me to click next to begin. Now it says required sign here, client signature. So I just dropped my name in the box. So I'm just clicking on all the little yellow tabs, correct?
I just keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it looks like you completed it. So you're all set.
Okay.
For now, within about 2 or so weeks, the firm will call you directly. They're just going to introduce themselves and double check my work, make sure there's no errors, and then you are going to be all set for now, though, okay? Bye, Nikita.
Okay, thank you.
Feel better.
Bye. Thank you.